The first few stars speckled the purple sky. Aragorn stared without seeing, and thought of Saphira, and then of Arya, and then of Arya and Saphira, and then he closed his eyes, a dull throb forming behind his temples. He heard a cracking sound, and opening his eyes once more, saw that on the other side of the empty bear stomach, Gajvarg was cleaning his teeth with the pointed end of a broken thigh bone. Aragorn dropped his gaze to the bottom of the Urgal's bare feet, Gajvarg having removed his sandals before they began their meal, and to his surprise noticed that the Urgal had 7 toes on each foot. "The dwarves have the same number of toes as you do," he said. Gajvarg spat a piece of meat into the coals of the fire.
"I did not know that. I have never wanted to look at the feet of a dwarf."
"Don't you find it curious that Urgals and dwarves should both have 14 toes, while elves and humans have 10? Gajvarg's thick lips lifted in a snarl.
"We share no blood with those hornless mountain rats, Firesword. They have 14 toes, and we have 14 toes. It pleased the gods to shape us so when they created the world. There is no other explanation."
Aragorn grunted in response, and returned to watching the fireflies. "Then, tell me a story your race is fond of, Nargajvarg." The Carl pondered for a moment, then removed the bone from his mouth. He said,
"Long ago, there lived a young Urgralgra, and her name was Magara. She had horns that shone like polished stone, hair that hung past her waist, and a laugh that could charm the birds out of the trees. But she was not pretty. She was ugly. Now in her village there also lived a ram who was very strong. He had killed 4 rams in wrestling matches and had defeated 23 others besides. But although his feats had won him wide renown, he had yet to choose a broodmate. Magara wished to be his broodmate, but he would not look at her, for she was ugly, and because of her ugliness, he did not see her bright horns nor her long hair, and he did not hear her pleasant laugh. Sick at heart that he would not look at her, Magara climbed the tallest mountain in the spine, and she called out to Rana to help her. Rana is mother of us all, and it was she who invented weaving and farming, and she who raised the Beor Mountains when she was fleeing the great dragon. Rana, she of the gilded horns, she answered Magara, and she asked why Magara had summoned her. 'Make me pretty, honored mother, so I can attract the ram I want,' said Magara. And Rana answered, 'You do not need to be pretty, Magara. You have bright horns and long hair and a pleasant laugh. With those, you can catch a ram who is not so foolish as to look at only a female's face.' And Magara, she threw herself down upon the ground and said, 'I will not be happy unless I can have this ram, honored mother. Please make me pretty.' Rana, she smiled then and said, 'If I do this, child, how will you repay me for this favor?' And Magara said, 'I will give you anything you want.' Rana was well pleased with her offer, and so she made Magara pretty then. And Magara returned to her village, and everyone wondered at her beauty. With her new face, Magara became the broodmate of the ram she wanted, and they had many children, and they lived in happiness for 7 years. Then Rana came to Magara, and Rana said, 'You have had 7 years with the ram you wanted. Have you enjoyed them?' And Magara said, 'I have.' And Rana said, 'Then I have come for my payment.' And she looked around their house of stone, and she seized hold of Megara's eldest son and said, 'I will have him.' Megara begged she of the Gilded Horns not to take her eldest son, but Rana would not relent. At last, Megara took her broodmate's club, and she struck at Rana, but the club shattered in her hands. In punishment, Rana stripped Megara's beauty from her, and then Rana left with Megara's son for her hall where the four winds dwell, and she named the boy Hegras, and raised him to be one of the mightiest warriors who has ever walked this land. And so one should learn from Megara to never fight one's fate, for you will lose that which you hold most dear.